something tonight.
A present, each one of you. But you have to wait, just for a little while. I just want to read a scripture in John chapter 17. And this is a prayer that Jesus prayed just before he went to the cross. He prayed this over his disciples, and I just feel that it's right to read it today. Jesus said, "I have made you known to those you set apart and gave to me." Do you realize that every one of you has been set apart for God's purpose?
Amen.
Every one of you that loves the Lord Jesus Christ has been set apart for the purpose of God. They were yours and you chose to give them to me. And now they have obeyed your word. Now they are sure that you are the source of everything you have given me. I have spoken to them the words you gave me to speak, and they received them as truth. They became certain that I came from you. They believed that you sent me to be the Savior of the world. So I pray for them, Father. I am not praying for everyone in the world, but for those you have given me out of the world, for they belong to you. All those who belong to you belong to me, and I have received glory and honor through them. I will not remain in the world any longer, but they have to remain here, even though I am returning to be with you. So, Holy Father, keep them under the protection of your powerful name, the name you gave me, so that they may remain united in the same way that we are always one. I could protect them while I was with them and keep them safe by the power and authority of the name you gave me. Not one of them has been lost along the way except the one who had to be lost and destroyed so that the prediction of Scripture would be fulfilled. Now I am returning to you. I say these things while I am still with you in the world, so they will have the complete measure of my joy in them. I have given your word, and the whole world has hated them because they believed what I said. This is demonstrated that they do not belong to the world any more than I do. I do not pray for you to take them out of the world, but to protect them from the power of the evil one. They do not belong to the world any more than I do. Let their lives be consecrated and made holy by the truth. For the words you have given me are the truth. In the same way that you sent me into the world, I have commissioned and sent them into the world as witnesses of the truth. It is for their sake that I now consecrate myself completely to your will, so that through the shedding of the blood, they too may be truly consecrated to your purpose. That was John chapter 17, verse 1 to verse 19. That's in the truth version. Okay? But if you read it in the NIV, it's very similar. But it was just something that I felt God, just in that, in this particular passage of Scripture, that God was just wanting to read that out. But one of the things that God wanted to do, and I believe wanted to highlight, was that God is saying that he wants to protect you.
Amen.
One of the things that the Lord Jesus Christ prayed for his disciples was that he would protect his children who lived in the world, and we all live in the world. But because we live in the world is outside, down Oxford Street, that's the world. Where you work, where you live, that's the world. You know that there is all sorts of things going on in the world as we know it today out there. God has not called us to be in a holy huddle and in a building like this, all sheltered and closeted. But God is wanting us to go and be who God wants us to be out there in the world. But you see, he wants to protect us while we're in the world. And that's why Jesus prayed for his disciples before he returned to glory, before he actually died and then he got taken to heaven. Before all of that took place, he prayed for his disciples. And I believe that God is wanting to pray over every single one of you. And I believe he's speaking over every one of you. And he's speaking positive things over each and every one, because he wants you to overcome the things that are causing some of us to stumble. One of the things that I'm going to do tonight is give you some mustard seeds. I've got some mustard seeds here for you. Mustard seeds are a very, very small seed. I don't know if... Ooh! Did you see them drop? Can you... You can't see the mustard seed, can you?
No.
It is so, so small. Even on my hand, that is a mustard seed. Can you see that mustard seed? It is so small. That is a mustard seed. Can you see? That is a mustard seed. And Jesus said that if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can ask anything and it will be yours. Talked about moving mountains if you have faith as small as a mustard seed. That's a mustard seed. Can you see the mass? That's a mustard seed. And from that seed, a tree can grow 10 foot tall. From that seed, 10 foot tall tree can grow. That's a mustard seed. But a 10 foot tree can grow from that mustard seed. It's incredible, isn't it? And Jesus says that if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to any mountain, go. And it will have to go if you have faith as small as that. Now, I believe that there are things in all of our lives, different situations, different circumstances, that God is wanting to, in a sense, challenge each one of us. Knowing that Jesus has prayed for us, knowing that he has called and has prayed protection upon his children, his disciples, and that anybody who believes in Jesus Christ is one of his disciples. Knowing that we have Jesus, who had prayed for his disciples, you and me, prayed protection upon you and me, we now can have that faith as small as a mustard seed, and we can begin to speak to mountains to be removed and to be thrown into the sea. So it may be a mountain of finance that you are struggling financially, and that's a mountain in your life. All you need is faith as small as a mustard seed. And if you believe what God is saying tonight, then that mountain of financial debt or financial need can be cast into the sea. There was a situation. I have a friend called Chuba Ayo. He's from a gentleman called a place called Nagaland. And in Nagaland, Chuba Ayo was a missionary, and he went out into all the local towns and villages. And in some of these villages, they worship different things. And in one village, and they worshipped on this particular rock. And this rock was right in the middle of the village. And they used to do sacrifices. It wasn't human sacrifice, but they did sacrifices. and they worshipped within this on this rock. And Chuba came and he came to evangelize the village, and he heard about this rock, he heard about the worship and all the things that were taking place on this particular rock. And one of the things, he got really annoyed about this, and he just went into the prayer room. He went into his little shack with his team, and he says, this is not right. This is a stone which people worship, and this is not right because we need to see this removed. He had faith as small as a mustard seed. So he started to pray with his team that this rock would be removed. And this was a physical rock. And he prayed, he went to sleep, and guess what happened in the next morning? It wasn't gone, it was just removed from outside of the village. That was a physical thing that happened. I believe God can do physical things, but I believe God is talking about spiritual things or things that you and me face every single day of our lives. And yes, God can take something physical and remove it, i.e. if somebody's got cancer, God can take that cancer out and remove it. I believe in the God who heals.
Amen.
And therefore, I believe that God wants to take sometimes the mountain of sickness out of somebody. The faith as small as a mustard seed. We speak to the mountain and the mountain be removed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So if they have a mountain of health or sickness issue, a cancerous growth, we can, I believe, speak in the name of Jesus. If we have faith as small as a mustard seed, we can tell that to go in the name of Jesus. I believe it can be something to do with an addiction of any sort. Nicotine, alcohol, drugs. We can come in the name of Jesus and we can tell this mountain of need to go in the name of Jesus. I believe that we've been praying for your family and your marriage. That has been a mountain in your life. And I believe that all we need is a faith as small of a mustard seed. And we can just hear something from God and we can say, okay, in the name of Jesus, we just command that this mountain be removed in the name of Jesus. Now, I believe these things because they're in Scripture. They're in the Word of God, and I believe in the Word of God.
Amen.
Now, I believe that faith comes from hearing. And therefore, faith comes out of a relationship with God. If we have a close relationship with God, then He tells us that His sheep know His voice. If you have a close relationship with God, you are walking with Him every single day. You're meeting with Him as you read the Word of God. You're spending time in His presence by listening to Him. By that I mean just at times on your own, on a chair, on a seat, on your knees. It can be walking in a woods. It can be walking in a field. It can be walking in a park. But you can have communion with God. And in that communion with God, He can speak to you. That faith then can increase in your heart. And then that mustard seed faith, that small as a mustard seed, can be activated in your life. So you do not have to be a Christian who's been 50, 60 years a Christian to activate mustard seed faith. It just takes a God, you've spoken. And because you have spoken, I'm going to accept what you have said. And because I accept what you said, then I speak to this mountain and I ask you, Lord Jesus, to remove it right now. And Lord, I just thank you for that mustard seed faith. It's not a click of the fingers, a wish list. We're not talking about, you know, throwing dice or things like that. We're talking about responding to what God is saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're not talking about, you know, okay, let's flick here and just get a promise from the Word of God. We're talking out that this comes out of a relationship with God where He's speaking to you so that you can then respond to what he's saying to you. That's why Jesus prayed for his disciples, because he wanted, what did it say? He said, I want people to be unity with him in truth. What is truth? Jesus is truth. Jesus said he is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but through him. But you see, Jesus wants you and me to be at one with him. And when we're at one with him, we can then begin to hear what he says and activate that mustard seed faith. Some of you have been praying for loved ones for years. That's a mountain. We need to see it go.
Amen. Sure.
And sometimes, you know, when we speak these things, there's times where we will just have to hold on to these promises. As I say, it's not just a click of a finger. It's not a magic wand here I'm talking about. I'm just talking about activating faith as small as a mustard seed. And because of the mustard seed faith, which I'm going to give you some of these tonight, because I don't want you to ever forget this message, because I want you to have a relationship with God, that you hold on to what he says to you. And we're going to have a little time in a minute where we're just going to be quiet, because I want you all to listen to what God's saying to you about these things. Because I don't want to put my own personal words into your mind. I want you all to hear what God is saying to you, so that when you receive your mustard seeds, you can grab hold of them and say, Father, I thank you that the mountain in my life is removed by mustard seed faith. And therefore, you can name whatever God shows you, because faith is a response to what God says.
Amen.
It's not a magic wand. That's why it's so, so important to hear, for every one of us to have a time with the Lord each day.
Amen.
So that we can get to know who this amazing Father is in our lives. So that we can respond with mustard seed faith to what he says and what he does. It's so exciting when we're seeing every single day God doing different things. I want so many praise reports here on a Friday and when we move to a Sunday. I want to see so many praise reports. Why? Because we're all activating our mustard seed faith, and therefore our expectation is God is going to be doing all sorts of things, including first steps. I think that was great, Fred, because I love first steps. I know Claire last week, or 2 weeks ago, talked about the person on the bus that she met. She just met a person on the bus, and that person on the bus, she started to share Jesus with her. I think that's fantastic, because it's a first step. She activated faith in that particular Amen. Situation. And we're not looking at, like, you know, okay, it's a tick, somebody else has got saved, tick, 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 tick. This is about a relationship with a living Savior called Jesus Christ. But you see, what he wants is for every one of us to have faith in God.
Amen.
Not faith in a person called Jonathan or Helena Croft. It's faith in God,
right.
Not faith in your feelings.
That's
one of the things that is very dangerous, because we can have faith in our feelings. If we feel right, then we can be happy. But God sort of talks about, God doesn't talk about faith in feelings. It says faith in God.
Amen.
And God, and if you read it, John chapter 17 again, you read about how truth is at the heart of this message tonight. The truth of who Jesus is, the truth of what he speaks to you, so that you can then activate your faith in response to this. So just close your eyes a minute. Because I want all of you to listen to what God is saying to you about those struggles in your life, or you know of struggles in others that you want to see change, or a situation or circumstance to completely disappear or disperse, change. But just listen to him. Some of you might have an immediate, I know what that is. I know what that looks like in my own life. I know that struggle that I have. Others just may need to take a moment or two. Says, God, what are you talking to me? What are you saying to me? Fred, could you just come out and just go around and give some seats to everybody? Just continue to pray. And as Fred just comes down the road, just put your hands out. And remember, this is not magic. These seeds are not magic. These seeds are just a reminder. You can put a handful in each. There will be plenty to go around. These not a magic, but I want you to all understand that it is mustard seed faith can bring change into every situation. It doesn't take a great man or woman of faith to see major change. Just look at the seed in your hands when it comes around. And then start to speak over that personal situation that you have just brought to God. You've just listened to God. And just in your, just quietly, just, Father, I just thank you for mustard seed faith. And Lord, I just speak now to the mountain of sickness or mountain of need, whatever that looks like for you, whatever God has said to you. If you want to just cup your hands together, you can do it whatever way you choose. But it's mustard seed faith that God is wanting to activate in each and every one of you tonight. Father, I just thank you. It says, speak to the mountain. And Father, I just speak to the mountains that, Father, Lord, are in the lives of people here this evening. Whether it be financial, whether it be relational, whether it be a loved one who doesn't know you yet. And Father, we just want to speak to each and every one of these mountains with the faith that you have given to us, that the faith that we're responding to what you're saying. And Father, we just thank you that just like Chuba saw that physical stone removed, we just ask you spiritually that you will remove things in and out of our lives, whether that's for us personally, for all those that we love. Father, I just ask you that with this mustard seed faith, that you will remind every one of us who's got mustard seeds in our hands tonight that faith comes out of a relationship with you. Father, you said even in after 30 years, 33 years walking around, you still said, I now consecrate myself completely to your will. Father, you were perfect, Jesus. And yet you still chose to consecrate yourself to the Father. And Lord, we know that faith is not a magic formula. But we know that you want to initiate faith in each and every one of us. Father, I thank you that at one point in our lives, you took that initiative in us where we were called by you, and for many of us, we accepted you into our life. We accepted you to be Lord and Savior of our life. We consecrated our life to you. And Father, I just ask you that we will, as we have those seeds in our hands, Father, I just ask you that you will enable each and every one of us to have that fresh consecration to your will and to your purposes, Lord. Lord, I realize that every day, Father, as you prayed for your disciples, Father, you are continually at the right hand of the Father praying for us. Father, you're speaking well of us. You've sent your Holy Spirit to bring that unity with the Father. There was something that God said to me this week. It's in my journal. When Jesus told his disciples, and in his prayer, he said, one in faith and love, in complete harmony and agreement. This is what the Father and I always had. I want this same harmony and agreement with you.
Amen.
And if you do everything according to my Holy Spirit, we will have harmony and we will have agreement. Father, I just pray that for each and every one of us, Lord, no matter what our week has been like, no matter what today has looked like, Father, I just ask you that you will activate faith in each one of our own hearts. That with that fresh consecration will come a fresh unity with you. And because your Holy Spirit has been placed in us, there will be a fresh agreement in each and every one of our lives. And Father, I thank you that we're to agree on anything concerning your purposes. You said it will be done.
Amen. Lord.
And Lord, I just want to come into agreement with you tonight for the purposes and the things that we've prayed for. I want to come into agreement with your best purpose for my own life and for the lives of the others that I've prayed for. Mustard seed faith. Mustard seed faith.
Rise up. That's lovely. Thank you. We're going to take communion together. And let's stand together. And as we come to celebrate this communion, if we could have a couple of guys just to bring the table forward, that would be helpful. As we celebrate what Jesus has done for us on the cross, and it is a celebration, although it was a gruesome, painful, humiliating death that he died for you and I, we can celebrate because we know it was the victory that overcame everything that stood in the way between God and man, between you and I, and having this intimate relationship where we can hear his voice every day. And if you know Jesus, if you love him as your Lord and Savior, then you are very welcome to come and participate in this meal. And as we take this bread and as we drink of the cup, we remember that he gave himself. He gave himself for you and for me. And as we drink the cup, we remember that he broke the power of sin, that he broke all the power of the enemy on the cross through the blood that was shed. He said, it's a new covenant, it's a new day for each one of us. And every time we take the bread and we drink the cup, we do it as a in remembrance of that sacrifice. So Lord, I pray for each person as we come, that those seeds of faith that we've received today would be sealed in our hearts, those promises from your word would be sealed in our hearts, in Jesus' name. So just come and receive by faith now. Amen. Hallelujah. What a great word. Have you received something from the Lord tonight? Just listen to this passage from the book of Romans. Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed, and so became the father of many nations, just as it had been said to him, so shall your offspring be. Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God. Is your faith strengthened tonight? I felt my faith getting strengthened as the word was preached tonight. Being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. Amen. God has power to do what he has promised us. Amen. Come on, let's really clap and thank the Lord and just say thank you to Jesus for what he's done tonight. Amen.